man, myth, and legend, Kevin McKinney, joining us here on the phone lines.
Oh,
is this a
lounge act?
No, you're solo.
I'm on the main stage.
You're solo.
So don't screw it up,
boy.
And you get Dave back.
And Dave's back. Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm not 100%.
Oh,
know.
Here we go.
Here we go. I guess I shouldn't have.
Belly aching and
all that. What percent would you say you are?
Oh, about 70.
And what were you before?
About 30.
Exactly.
Smart ass.
That's not very nice.
That's not nice at all, it is your show, right?
It's not 6 o'clock yet. So I got
what I've come to expect over the last 60 years.
60?
It seems like only 100.
That's how long we've known each other, is about 60 years.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who were you rooting for this past weekend when the Cardinals and Yankees played, Kevin?
Cardinals.
Okay, so your heart lies there.
That was until the Yankees won the first game that I was rooting for them.
Then you went over the other side real fast.
Oh yeah.
And I want to point out something. You and Keith were talking before you came up. I am not questioning Welniak's his shape, okay?
Yes,
his athletic. I'm questioning his age.
That goes hand in hand.
That bones and muscles and ligaments and stuff get, you know, more brittle and more, you know, with age. And so, you know, things he may try to do that he did when he was 19 or 20, if he tries to do them Saturday, the ligaments and things may not respond the same way.
You've changed your story a little bit.
Thank you.
Sounded like you were saying
But that goes hand in hand, I think. Now, explain to Monty that you said he's a noon baller. I mean, he goes out and plays basketball every day, right?
Very good shape, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's maintained a pretty good shape, I would say, through all these many years.
Yeah. We'll all see how the hamstrings and Achilles and everything react.
Okay, hold on. Playing full court basketball against probably some younger folks on the floor. I don't know who he's playing against versus playing a flag football game.
Yeah.
With a bunch of other people where you're really just goofing off.
Yeah, but he's a quarterback. I mean, he'll probably have a red shirt on.
Yeah, they're going to touch him.
Even in flag football.
They have on a Santa suit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they've asked me to place kick.
That's good. See, I was wondering if you were going to be part of the game. I thought so.
Can you place kick in flag football?
Sure.
No. Okay.
I think you can make your own rules up in this game.
You don't have to go for two.
No, you get 2 points for going.
So how many players on each team?
Oh, well, let me see here.
Do you have the rules in front of you?
No,
for this?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't want to get into that at all. But, there's probably, I'd say, 30 guys on this list. I don't know how many of them are going to play. I know a couple, as I look at the names, will not, but there's...
Why, did they pass away this week or what?
No, but they're probably not in great shape. They don't play noon ball. Let's
put it
that way.
Okay. All right.
Now you've got a guy on there that is playing professional. Like Mike Purcell.
Yeah.
He might take that red shirt and
throw it
outside the stadium. I mean, that guy's a professional football player.
He is indeed. I'm wondering if everybody knows that he's playing.
I know. Is that on the up and up?
Because we're not going to publicize that.
Yeah. The other team just defected.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, we ran into Mike in Boise,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing well. He's a good man.
Are you surprised? Listen, he wasn't drafted or anything like that, but are you surprised at all with his ability to catch on and maintain a pretty nice playing career with San Francisco?
Yeah, no, I'm not, because he was so strong. Mm-hmm. I think that was certainly, you know, a pretty quick guy, but he was really strong, in that middle, that's pretty good. You can use that. So you never know about those interior guys, but he has a lot of power, and so he's been able to hang in there, which is terrific.
Kevin, you know, I asked you last week when we were visiting about you know what Allen Edwards was going to look for with another scholarship, and obviously with the loss of Lieberman transferring, that scholarship going to Hunter Thompson, and Edwards talked about that last week. Well, now it's kind of the same question. You know, do you have an idea at all what they might be looking for again? I'll put you there on the spot with Jonathan leaving, with what they might do with an extra scholarship, especially since the late signing period has now started.
Yeah, I'm getting right out of that spot.
You are getting out of that spot?
No. I haven't talked to Allen.
Yeah.
Since this happened, but I know they had a plan. Mm-hmm. If it happens, and mm-hmm. so whether they hold it or whether they go ahead with it, kind of depends on who's available and who they can bring in. Certainly, but I've not talked to Allen mm-hmm. Here over these 24 hours, so. I'm sorry.
I thought I'd give her a shot there. Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. So the spring game coming up this weekend, Kevin, with regards to, you know, I think they went through their most extensive scrimmage of the spring this past Saturday. I you know, they're going to scrimmage and whatnot, but I may be a little bit more scaled back than what it appeared they did on this past Saturday. But Coach Bull really wanted to get those running backs a look, and what they had, I think they ran over 100 plays, and just over 30 of them went to those three backs, really trying to get a good look. And they all had pretty similar days, right?
Yeah, they sure did. And that's certainly a good thing. You know, I don't know that he was planning on making any calls after that or after this spring game on Saturday. But all three of them are making it hard to decide. And I think that's very good.
Who Bull mentioned Milo Hall looked the most explosive in on that day. But I guess from what you've been able to see, if you've seen you know, a little bit of these guys, who's been the most consistent? Would you agree with Bull on that explosiveness with Hall?
Hall is very explosive. I don't know. You've got Overstreet that's more like a Hill type of back. You know, he's more a physical guy, and then you've got Hall, who's got great speed. Nico Evans, a very quick guy. They all give you a little bit different look, and so it'll be interesting. I think you decide, well, we want to go this way for a while, we want to go that way for a while. You have options during a game, and I think that's always a positive thing. Overstreet will be a very good back. I think Bull used nice job. He does. He's very solid, but he's more of a physical back. And certainly Nico is extremely quick. He's a little guy, but Milo Hall, very, very fast, and that's a nice dimension to have as well. So I think it's going to be not a committee type thing, but maybe a situational type situational. How about that?
How about that? That's really good. Really, Kevin.
Yeah.
You should use that in a game.
I will not. I can tell you this is the last time I use that. But it will be a situational thing, and that's not a bad thing. But I will say this too: he'll want to have a guy starting who he's going to count on for a good part of a game.
Kevin, you know, you and I have been following, you know, Wyoming football and basketball since before dirt almost. But when you look at this group of players out there across the board, the guys that Craig Bull has brought in now and the ones he's got, you know, his recruits, how do those compare to, say, the recruits they were getting 5 or 6 years ago? Is there that big a marked improvement in the quality of players that they're bringing in?
Oh, yes. I would say so, absolutely. I would say terms of size and skill level, speed, yeah, and more of them. I think there's more better guys. That's probably not a great way to say it, but it's more better guys than Wyoming's had. And you know, through the nutrition program, the strength and conditioning program, we have bigger guys. And some of these guys, you take Zach Wallace, for instance, he had the frame, which we've recruited in the past, no doubt, but not able to get him to 300 pounds or 310 pounds like we can now with the advantages that these kids have in terms of nutrition and strength and conditioning. So a lot of bigger guys, a lot of more skilled guys, I would say, yeah.
I'm assuming there's no quarterback controversy this fall?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no to that.
Just wanted to check in on that
are
one.
Are you talking know. About the flag football game?
Well, the flag football game, there's going to be a lot of controversy, I'm pretty
tons,
sure.
Tons of controversy there.
I don't know. The article I just read talked about Nick Smith coming up pretty good. And, yeah. You know, Nick Smith, watch out for him.
He'll be capable of backup.
Yeah, I know. I'm teasing.
You are teasing, but it is good to have somebody behind him. Yeah. That's for sure, in this day and time especially. But, yeah, not a controversy there. Maybe a couple other areas, but that one is good to have. And as Craig has said before, he hasn't had a spring where there was no controversy at that position. And so it's nice to have that.
How's the I know when I was over there for the last basketball game before my surgery, they had the steel up and stuff on the AA, and they're working. How is the both high altitude and the AA coming now?
They're real well. They're coming very well. The AA's really coming along. Well, they both are. They're both right now on schedule, so that's a good thing. We the statue of Kenny Sailors is rolling along as well, so hopefully it'll all come together and we'll have a great grand opening.
Okay.
Kevin McKinney joins us. All right, before we let you go, we were talking about this yesterday. Of course, we all know that beer and wine sales are going to be allowed at football and basketball games next year. Has the university secured like a title pour sponsor or something like that for that, or are you guys pursuing that at all with this?
You mean, well, there's
like
a to do all the pouring?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Is that been made public
that's
yet?
That's going to happen. I mean, it's out for bid. And
But it hasn't not been announced or anything?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right.
See, when you started it. Oh, go ahead, Kevin.
No, go ahead.
When Keith started asking this question, saying, you know, we were talking about this on the show yesterday, I thought he was about to ask you if it was going to be available in the press box.
That's why I sit with the unwashed masses now,
yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah, I would say negatory on that.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh. I struggle to put together a coherent sentence as it is. You don't want me drinking on the job.
You know what, though? Jeremiah, it may go better for you.
You never know.
Yeah, you might.
Could be a performance and answer.
Yeah, see how long you last.
Here's the problem. There were years in the past when drinking in the press box would have been a real advantage to, you know, covering the games.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
We always find a good way to cut the interview off, right,
yeah,
Kevin?
Really nice talking to you guys. And I'm happy to be the main stage. Today.
So what we're asking is, will there be one brewing company that will have the pouring rights to...
Pouring rights, that's what I was thinking of.
Will there be just a company that sells a bunch of different kinds of?
Yeah, there'll be. I didn't know what you. I thought you were talking about the vendor that's going to do the pouring.
But I did not phrase that correctly. Yeah,
that's why I jumped in to clarify, because that was really muddy. Yes.
No, there'll be a number of beers.
Okay,
so it was muddy, you know, like
situational running backs.
Situations.
Yeah, this is a really good situation.
More better guys.
Much better situation.
More better guys. That's the literary quote of the day.
You've got to use these. I'm keeping these for you,
this
Kevin.
This may be my last show.
Well, in that case.
Well, yeah.
I got a whole list of questions.
Yeah. Wait, you want to do another segment? We got a lot of good ones if this is going to be your last one, Kevin.
So I come out for an encore, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, guys.
Hey, talk to you, Kev. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Kevin McKinney joining us here on the...